Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So let's see how we can be of further attendance. We will begin with Stephen.
Okay. A surprise.
All right. Hi, sweetheart.
All right. Hi. I think we'll start with a message.
Okay, honey. You have an opportunity, and it's right behind you. Like it's got your back. It's talking to you. Say your first name, sweetheart.
Stephen.
Say it one more time.
Stephen.
You've reached a land of non-avoidance. What I mean by that is there's a quickening aspect of self that wants to permeate. In other words, I want to say come inside, and not that like you're being possessed or anything, but that you're being explored. In other words, you have the ability to become one with, as you will dedicate. So dedicate is a message I got from my guides the other day, and I forget what they said, but it was basically like, you know, if you want this, you really have to attend to your consciousness. You can't, like, just sort of every once in a while, you know, pay attention, move mountains. And so with you, it's a very similar offering. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Stephen.
That you must decide to self-direct. And when I say self-direct, I mean that you have a higher atmosphere. You have a higher glory. You have a higher attendant that is fully awakened, I would say, that is becoming more and more relevant as you will consider the odds. So what they mean by that is just sort of look at what's attracted you in this lifetime. What has really turned you on? What has really caught your awareness? And they're saying like equals like. In other words, why might that be? why might you find that enduring? And so what you're really doing is authorizing your own homecoming. So again, anytime we fall in love with a partner, with whatever it is, we're just falling in love with ourselves. We're just saying, oh my gosh, I love that. I love that. Can I have more of that? And so what you're doing is really like they're saying you're purchasing a vowel. So funny. It's where it's like you're really authorizing your complete arrival, your complete return. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Stephen.
Say it one more time.
Stephen.
Thank you. Even Stephen. So it's about staying even. Let me explain something. It's like as you will self-endorse, what I mean by that is as you will attune to that higher broadcast, the mind kind of thinks like, oh, it's going to take, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years, 3 years, even 1 year. Anyway, so what's the hurry? You know, it's like we just sort of kind of put it off. But the truth is that's just mind. As you will honor your true knowing, in other words, you know you can connect, you go there often. So they're saying, why not just plug in? And when I say, why not just plug in, I just see something where someone's like, fasten something together, like a seatbelt or, you know, whatever. And so when I say that, the energy running through me is transformative. You don't realize that you've arrived early. It's sort of like you're looking at everyone else. There are a million masters that have taken incarnation in this lifetime to bring forth ascension, to bring forth the new earth. So you're looking around and it's like, I don't see anyone else awakening yet. I got some time. So it's like, I got some time. But the truth is you're ready to soar. As you will stand under, as you will agree, like, the best way I can explain this is our mind can't fathom our true existence. So we think it's just so, so, so far away. It's within your field for your own establishment. So your mind's like, you know, I'll play with that when I have some time, but I really got to focus on what's real. And your guides are like, really? So it's like a mind game. Say your name again, sweetheart. Enjoy your higher intelligence. Enjoy your soul satisfaction. In other words, I can only use that feeling of falling in love because it's like we all get obsessed with that. It's like, oh, I gotta have that. But that's exactly what awakening is. It's like you find that it's not outer, because we've been dreaming the outer. It's really our true self. And that's what we've been finding attractive and wanting more of. So as you will learn to, say your name again, sweetheart. Stay consistent. When I'm looking at you, I've got your master, one of your masters, and he's got check marks. So it's sort of like your attendance record. It's like, yeah, he was here on Monday. He was absent Tuesday. He came back Wednesday afternoon. Like here are my days. These are the days you're absent. These are your days of attendance. And just follow along, because as you will coincide with your true reality, it's like, Stephen, say your name one more time, sweetheart. It's right there. I literally had a serpent. And like his, oh my God, the energy coming through my body is so good. I'm never letting you go. Like the tongue out of the serpent, and on the serpent were these jewels. So these jewels had to do with your soul, where you've already mastered, you've already procured, you're already relevant, but you have to show up. It's just like buying something, ordering it, having shipped to the store. It's yours, but if you don't go to that store to pick it up, you'll never enjoy it. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Stephen.
They're saying you're sitting in a lap of luxury and you don't even know it. So in other words, it's the best way I can explain, refusing to see. Okay, so I could have just stopped babbling and just handed you this card, because, and this is such a positive card. People are like, oh, I don't like that card. Yeah, you do. Because it's like, it's all there. The third eye, the open crown, like it's all there, waiting for your refined moment, waiting for your entitlement. So the mind's like, I got to keep tinkering over here. So, you know, do what you do with the body form, but self-resurrect. Say your name one more time.
Stephen.
It's the same message. It's like arriving early to the summit, arriving early to the banquet. And you're like, well, I can't partake because it would look weird because no one else is here yet. Join along, because as you will attain, you will bring broad stroke reality back. In other words, you're going to awaken and realize everything in divine timing. Your mind creates this slumbering, this, I don't know what it is. You don't want to stand out. You don't want to, your ego is playing with you. Like, I don't want to seem too grand, too whatever. So you're sort of, it's almost like no one wants to show up right on time at a party. You want to be fashionably late. It's like that's actually your Achilles heel. Go ahead and join along. Universe, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Stephen.
Stay in class full time. Okay, I'll read that in a second, Miss Laura. My apologies. Stephen, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Stephen.
All right, they're saying leave you with this. So, you know when you got a newscaster that's talking, da da da. Okay, so they're on air, they're talking, but they have their little earbud where they're being given what to say next or whatever else. They want you to play along. So do what you do in your linear hoax, because this is all imagination, but play along to your self-relevance. Let me do final outcome card on that. Say your name one more time. Yeah, I don't even have to. They're showing me the card of healing. So the healing is dropping the belief that separation actually is a thing, fertility. It requires movement, and you just feel rusty to me. Where, I don't know what it is, like, I don't want to make the human folk feel uncomfortable. If I don't know what it is. But there's this, oh gosh, Stephen, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Stephen.
I'm just going to say this, allow the games to begin. Like, the time is now. The world consciousness is truly tumbling. It's like they're playing it out, and that's all well and good, but it's really over. You know, it's sort of like you watch a ball game, and you're like, there's just no way they're going to come back. There's just no way. So it's like, when do we think this great awakening is occurring, actually, is what they're saying to me. So again, go for it. They're just showing me, like, remember that movie, what was it, like Chariots of Fire or whatever, where it's like, you know, when you listen to that song, everyone felt like they could win the Olympics. Like, go for it, go for it. And I literally have these chariots of light. You must say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Stephen.
Have something on your platter, like on your mirror when you brush your teeth or something of divine relevance, where you really like done boing, like you set the tone for the day. So like for me, it's like I am consciousness. Like that's my mantra all through the day. So every time I get linear, it's like I'm not the body, I'm consciousness. And so that draws me closer to that higher relevance. Anything where you like light a candle in your self-honor, where you bring forth your higher relevance, you're gonna still do whatever it is that you do, but you're bringing forth that advanced consensus in the now moment of attainment. Say your name one more time.
Stephen.
I've got the judge and the jury. So you want to remember the whole legal system. It's all our projection of judgment and unconscious guilt. So it's all self-judgment. And I literally saw, like, you know, the acquittal. Like, it's over, it's gone. But if you don't leave the courthouse, you never get to have your freedom. Waiting game. Waiting game. So it's there. Bottom line, you've done your homework. You have access to the higher troops, to the higher self. You gotta stay committed. Just a friendly reminder. Say your name one last time.
Steve.
Play for keeps. Play for keeps. Know why you truly took this lifetime. Material and spiritual prosperity. You're gonna do it. You've already done it. This is just a friendly reminder. All right, my love, that is your message loud and clear.
Thank you. Really loud and clear, but it's been a time of great change, and the material prosperity is here now. It's just really putting the spiritual.
Bingo. Say your name one last time.
All right. Steve.
They're saying it's been an honor. And so what I mean by that is, what do I mean by that? When I just heard it's been an honor, you have guides, almost like when your spiritual committee, it's like when you finished a certain journey, they bow out because you no longer need them, and you have new guides that have entered. That's how I feel. It's like they bowed out, new have returned, new have come through. So I just have, can't get words today, third eye chakra, because it's like you're receiving higher vision because you're agreeing to it. All right, my love.
Mwah. Good, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to read the chat really quickly. Okay, iPhone, got it. All right, Miss Kim, how may we help?
Hi there.
Hi, sweetheart.
Because I was texting my daughter, I said, I'm on with Nicole. Google it yourself.
Awesome.
Yeah, because she, you know, I don't know why I even messaged her before group, right? Where's my recorder app? Okay. I'd love a message.
All right.
Oh, look, the colors are changing because the light is changing in here.
Blue. One moment, sweetheart.
One moment.
And say your first name, please.
Kim.
There's something you're about to discover. There's something you're about to witness, and you need to witness it for your full recall. In other words, you're in the process of healing something quite relevant. They want you to stay open. What I mean by that is what happens is when you have full insight, in other words, when you're fully aware, third eye is totally open, and you see what you find to be hurtful, that's when we start shutting down. Like, we don't want to know. So we kind of avoid. So it's they're saying it's the ultimate return. So in other words, in order for you to have complete access, in order for you to have complete enjoyment, you must see all. So in other words, you must open back the hatch. And so with this is going to be, like they're saying, trial and tribulation. What they mean by that is you're going to see your complete journey. So it may be, I'm making this up, I don't know what you're going to see, but it may be that you see where, I don't know, someone that's like really supposed to love you is not feeling very loving towards you or whatever. But they're saying God's got your back, where you're going to see the grand prize. You're going to receive the grand poobah. In other words, you're going to really witness the false self. You're going to witness the false self, where you see with your diamond eyes. In other words, you really see consciousness, where you see that like everything really is a mirage. It's just an aspect of ourself. And so we're the ones that are prejudiced against self. We're the ones holding that judgment against self. That's the ego. And so we dream in all these, they're saying, figurines, like these figures in our ego script that assume certain roles, that assume certain responsibilities. So it's almost like being writing a play, like I need you to play this person and you play that person. So you're being called for easy retreat. And what I mean by that is you're growing. And when I receive you, I see you climbing a ladder. It's just like the shamanic imagery. It's so fantastic, really. You're climbing a ladder where you're returning to truth. In English, my love, you're taking back your power. And I just see your third eye. And it's just like, I just have the biggest high receiving your third eye. It's just like, and that's why you came after Stephen, because that wonderment, that glory, that higher attendance, that overriding provisions, it's extraordinary. And extraordinary is not even the right word. Oh my gosh, it's your true self. And you are so strong, so, what would be the word? I want to say superior, but I don't mean it in terms of comparison. So when I say superior, we usually think of superior over someone else. And it's not over someone else. There's no contrast. It's just that oneness of completion. So you're returning to your truest claim. So just imagine that high priestess energy I always witness for you. You're really in the process of self-adjusting. So to return to that, you must see all. And I literally have all these blinds. Like, just imagine a beautiful, I mean, it could just be the most beautiful home you could ever imagine. It could be a castle, whatever you want. It could be a house in the Hamptons, but millions and millions of dollars, like gorgeous. And you're opening the blinds. You're opening the blinds. Now, the reason I'm drawing like that picture of this castle or house in that, like whatever delights you, is so you really feel yourself as extraordinary. So you really feel yourself in richness. In opulence, in your true sense, in your true entitlement. Now, the reason that's required is so that you have the emphasis to go inside. In other words, you have the willingness, the openness for self-revelation to occur, because you're already standing in your power, you're already standing in your light, you're already standing in your true delicacy. So when you're already whole, it's like, all right, let's see what, it's almost like finishing a game and you won, but it's sort of like, well, let's see what was under that card. That's exactly what it is. Let's just see what was under that card, just sort of out of curiosity. It's like, what cards were you holding there? That's what you're agreeing to do. So they keep saying, going inside. So you want to remember that we really orchestrate everything we experience in our realm. Like, we choose the spiritual lessons, we choose the characters in our play, we choose all that for our greatest homecoming. So it's like, okay, let me see that script I gave you. I'm just kind of curious. So this is where you're going inside. You're allowing all to be relevant, all to be exercised. Meaning, when I say exercise, I literally have these, like, what would I call it? Like, almost like these ghost-like figures, sort of like getting up, like almost like hide and seek, and they were hiding under things. And they're exercising, they're like stretching their legs like Sleeping Beauty. They've been asleep for 100 years and they're walking out, they're releasing. Because as you will offer yourself the light, it's like, it's just, imagine waking up a castle, waking up a mansion, waking up a glorious ocean house or whatever. And just opening up the windows, getting fresh air. And I literally see these, I don't want to use the word ghost because that just brings in so many other associations, but I just see these energies as very transparent, where it's just phenomena. And I just see them leaving. So you're allowing your spiritual strength to, what would be the word, supervise, be present, full authorization, full endorsement, and then you're allowing all self-prejudice to, it almost just like evaporates. Just evaporates. Say your name again, sweetheart. Thank you. Now, I've used all these words, but all these words are, how do I say this? It's like the spiritual, I don't want to use the word spiritual. It's, I'll say it this way. So as they were babbling and I was just going through the motions, they were healing you. They were, and I'm going to say healing you, like they could do anything to you. That cannot be done. It's your higher self that is moving into your wealth, moving into your establishment. And the card I have for you is healing. So again, there's nothing that you got to feel like, oh gosh, what the heck is she talking about? What's going to happen? Do I even dare go to sleep at night? Like, is a boogeyman going to come out? It's nothing beyond what already took place in the here now, in this exact form, in this exact moment. So what they, what your higher establishment, your committee, your higher self agree to is at last to, oh my gosh, I just have this goddess with this scepter is how do I put this in words, like bringing you back into your proper station. So to sum up everything I just said, you're holding more wealth, you're holding more light, you're holding more homecoming, you're holding more commitment. So what we did together is you simply said yes to your highest provisions. There's nothing that's lurking that hasn't, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you, that hasn't already been decided upon. So in other words, if I could summarize everything I just said, you welcomed in your strength. What this has to do with is your success and growth. There you go. It has to do with you opening up your third eye. So it has to do with, like, in order to do that, you don't want to be concerned about anything that's like under the pillows, under the rug, anything that's going to return. So they did that with your willing presence. In other words, somehow this, you know how we're all multidimensional, we all have conversations with each other beyond body, beyond time and space. And so there was some kind of merger that already took place on higher levels. So it had to come into your conscious relevance. And that's what we were doing. And when I say doing, I don't mean Kim the body, Nicole the body. I mean like our higher glances, like your goddess self, my goddess self, like our true self. It's sort of like we were playing for keeps. And when I say that, I just see like our higher selves dancing. So like the energies just merging and making this complete. So when I receive you, I just receive light. I receive your direct association with source, and I receive strength. Now that strength makes you willing to achieve. In other words, to really open up that third eye and bring forth your homecoming. All right, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
This says it all, spiritual union. This says it all. So what you want to do, it's sort of like, okay, well, what do I do with that? You receive it, you endorse it. You it's just like everything that came through in the beginning transmission. They're saying, and more, and more. So you're allowing your natural self to be witnessed, be heard, be strengthened, be admired, be... But I still have that imagery. I have some... I don't know, $20 million house on the Hamptons. I don't know. I guess that's my favorite house. and I just see like the doors open, you know, you can feel the ocean energy, smell it, you know, and I just see like the windows open, and it's just quite lovely, quite lovely. So your message was really an energetic arrival. That is your energetic arrival for today. And did you have any questions about that or another question?
So what you said in the beginning, it's already pretty much happened, like the thing that was going to upset me or whatever, and then I was going to work it out. Like, I could only think of, well, the small thing was like, you know, when your kid, like I've heard other people on here say, oh, my kid doesn't, you know, appreciate me or whatever, you know, and that's like in my head because... I could get myself out of it immediately. Kim, don't go there. You know, she brings me special little spiritual gifts that I don't expect when she comes to home. But she was in a mood, so she's like, "Ma, just go," because she's coming home with a friend next week, and she's like, "Just go buy some food already." You know, and what she, because I was like, "What do you want? What do you like to eat?" And she. And she was probably like in the middle of something else when, you know what I mean? Then I was like, that was really nothing. So that I didn't go there, right? Because I could really make a big thing out of it, right? But the thing that you said was probably the biggest boogeyman that I have tackled. And I appreciate the fact that I didn't get a message since last Sunday. I think that's the best thing that happened too. What will I do if I don't have to call? I went without Tuesday and without Thursday. and I actually went within. And I got lots of input from my guides, you know, about lots of things. And I got over this, the fear of this one boogeyman was the health insurance thing. Now, I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. But I went through, I like got things came to me, like say you Google something and then it shows up on YouTube, the answer to what I need to know. And then I was just going within rather than what everyone else is saying, you should do the Obama thing. And I was like, wait a minute, I have to consider my own situation and take a leap of faith and stick with the company I'm with. I've been with them 25 years and they're keeping me even though there's no business anymore. And they kept me and they keep renewing me. And I'm like, maybe I'll take that as a blessing, you know, and it went up, but so did probably everybody else's. And I looked at the Obamacare and they're expensive too. And if I make too much money, I am going to owe all the money back and that will really feel worse. So I have to go with what feels better, what like Abraham is, what feels better. And I'm like, no matter which one I decide, I'm not doing it. Mine renews in February, so I have time. I'm okay. And I'm like, that was a family boogeyman. My mother didn't want to lose the business they were in, the last business they were in, even though they were losing money. But your dad, your has a heart condition, and we can't lose our health insurance. And she could put my husband on it, even though he had his own Blue Cross. She put him on our business when we first met, so I have extra people to keep the group. And she had such a fear of that. It was unbelievable and put that fear into me, you know?
You got it. You're healing, sweetheart. Magician love begins. Magician love begins. You got it.
Thank you. And the house in the Hamptons sounds wonderful.
I've been there once. I think we're all going to do group from there from now on.
You know, that's maybe going to be your new house.
It maybe will be. So much love. And just as a very linear aside, that actually happened when in my prior marriage, we ended up making too much and then we ended up owing money back and that whole Obama thing. So you are correct about that. Putting that aside, you are very welcome.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, so now we have iPhone, which I believe is somehow related to Laura. So if you want to unmute, I may have muted you. You may have muted yourself.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi, sweetheart. All right.
Hi,
honey. All right, so give me a moment. I'm going to ask you for you to say your first name, and we will bring forth the message. One moment, sweetheart. I love the background you have. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have her in a different version. we probably all do. Well, she's you, of course. She's you, of course. Okay, my love, say your first name, please.
Mariah.
Say it one more time.
Mariah.
Trust yourself, sweetheart. So I know there's never an accident when I start babbling. So I was just in love with your background. And I just kept getting, that's her, that's her. So when you say Mariah, I keep hearing you arrived. You are spot on ready. So it's sometimes reminds me a lot about Kim's message, which is why you went next. Where we already know what we do, we know what to do, we hear the calling, we hear that direct message, but we tend to put a stop on it. We tend to, well, let me gather information, let me consider it from all angles, let me listen to what everyone else is saying, let me Google it 7 times. But the thing is, you've already received higher guidance. So if I suddenly get a hit, I'm supposed to go to Niagara Falls, and I'm like, why do I need to go to Niagara Falls? I've never been there. I don't know anyone, but I just cannot get it out of my mind. It's like, there's a reason I'm supposed to go there, and I'll just make plans to go. And we don't operate from that placement because we all come from a place of being groomed and taught that we don't know. So this is why we're all prejudice against self. We're all operating out of lack because we're at this place of non-avoidance. And so what we're learning to do is to honor that connection to source. We all are God in form. So we all have that connection to what we're being guided to. What we're learning to do is to travel with, in other words, to commit to what's already inside. When I'm receiving you, you're already activating your higher heart. And the trouble is not knowing how to abide by it, trust it, but I promise you it's already there. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Mariah.
Say it one more time.
Mariah.
You already arrived. It's almost like when you've been given self-promotion, in other words, you've been given your next step and you're still trying to meditate, I don't know, ask 7 channelers, meditate, whatever you want to do to try to figure out what to do. You're not really going to get anything beyond what you've already been told to do because it's by following what you've already been guided to do that the next courtesy will arrive. The reason that happens, by the way, is if we're given too much too soon and it doesn't make sense, we'll create all kinds of stumbling blocks because we haven't arrived at that place where we can receive that next formality. In other words, receive that next step. So it doesn't serve us to know it because we would sabotage it. So it's like when we arrive, when we're ready for it, it becomes an easy measure. In other words, it becomes something that we can adjust to. So it's like step by step by step. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Mariah.
You've already arrived. Trust what comes to you. I promise you, you've been given it. I promise you, promise you, promise you. You are so light. When I say light, like when I'm receiving you, I just see the brightest white light. You're learning to trust it. You know, people that I went to an ashram, I went to the Himalayas, I've been doing yoga for 20 years, that doesn't mean that the more connected to you are. You've got a beautiful connection. What you're learning is to trust it. And that's where you're holding back from yourself. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Mariah.
Allow yourself to arrive. Allow you. There's some next step you're quite aware of. Take it. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, just use that prayer, reveal to me what I need to know, and it's going to return, and because I assure you that you know. Say your name one more time.
Mariah.
I wish I could get another message for you. That's all I want to say. I hope that helps. Crown chakra, there you go. And did you have a question today?
I'm dealing a lot with learning self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very recent breakup has kind of like launched that into high gear as priority. But in the other hand, like I do feel kind of lost in a way.
Say your name again, sweetheart.
Mariah.
You're not lost at all. You're beginning your journey. I mean, I understand that you feel lost, so let me not invalidate your feelings. But you're beginning your journey. In other words, you decided to awaken. You've decided to stand upon your own power. And so part of what happens is sometimes when you want to remember everything you experience in the outer, you agree upon. You're never a victim to anything. It's like you source that breakup because you're breaking up with your past concept of self. And you're ready to emerge. So when I receive you, they're showing me the card transformation. And that card always has the butterfly because it's like you're ready to fly. So the more that you can, let me give you some practical measures. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Mariah.
Say it one more time.
Mariah.
Thank you. Try things out that you enjoy. They're going to support you in taking new approaches. And what that's going to do is to build your self-confidence and show you that you can. So if you do yoga, they may help you to do a new yoga pose, or you may travel to a new class, or there's going to be things where they're going to support you in taking these gentle steps of promotional value, where it's just a tiny bit little out of your comfort zone, but it's going to help you show to yourself your own placement, your own assurance. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Mariah.
I just see a star on Broadway. I can't even begin to explain how good a position you're in. They're saying, you know, tremble not. Follow the journey. Follow the journey. In my own personal affairs, I tend to be very conservative. I wouldn't want to stick my little neck out. And I wouldn't tend to take leaps of faith. I wouldn't do things that are totally irrational, totally don't make sense. I used to abide by rules, be, you know, like hands folded, get the A from the teacher. And so that really following that inner impulse. The other day, the reason I did not have group on Thursday is I had four concrete linear reasons not to do something. I canceled group, not very well, but I canceled group and I did it anyway. And it was coming from source, but that's not how we're taught. That's not how we're taught. So part of our awakening to our true self is aligning with our own master self and following that higher conviction. You're being surprised. What I mean by that is you're being orchestrated. And it's the same thing. Like, so what happened that last Thursday? It's happening all over the place where I'm learning to drop logic and simply arrive, like really listening to my higher self. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Mariah.
And so the whole reason of telling you that story is I am you. We're only one. I keep getting shadow self for you, so this is really perfect. You're really in the process of full integration. They're showing me the lotto card, so, and the magician, sweetheart. So the idea is like gamble, not really gamble with lotto, but like gamble on yourself. Really honor your true self. I know this is crazy. I always have pink nail polish, but for some reason, I suddenly want black. I suddenly, like really just listening to the truth within self. Say your name one last time.
Mariah.
I can't even tell you how good you are. You feel nervous to me. Like, you look like it's your first day of a new school. Like, you just arrived at high school from middle school and you really don't know anyone. It's a different zone and you barely have anyone from your old school. That's how you feel to me. But it's the first day of a new high school. It's like a first new, so it's like nervousness and excitement. It's the same energy, negative or positive. Insist on the positive. That's what you're learning to do. Universe, you're in the start of a new placement. It is so good. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
It does, and there's a lot of things that you said. Like, for instance, one thing that you said really hit home was the nail polish thing. I have been one that's more of a bright nail polish color, pinks, the bright neon colors. And when I got my nails done, it was black.
Oh my gosh, thank you for sharing that, sweetheart.
And not only that, but one of the decks of cards that you're using, yeah, I'm getting goosebumps just saying this, but one of the decks of cards that you're actually using is one of my favorite decks that I use personally.
There you go.
That, like, it's the one deck that I am just really, really drawn to, which is the Oracle deck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, in a way I feel so strong. But it's, like, I almost feel kind of second-guessing, like, okay, well, is it that I do have the abilities, the capabilities spiritually, whatever, that I believe I have, or am I just trying to talk myself?
Drop the or. That's the whole point. We're learning to trust ourselves. So I come online and this lady's telling me my story about my nail polish. Something's going on beyond the mind. Something's going on beyond how life I thought was or is. So what really is life? Who am I really? This is where you're learning to self-evolve. It's super good. Listen to the recording again. Yes, sweetheart?
And it's amazing because one of the ways that brought me to you was through my cousin Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I hadn't talked in a very long time. Laura, if you can hear me.
But it was
so good connecting with her again and, like, feeling accepted and feeling understood and
awesome. Feeling
like I found somebody else, another human being that, like, knows what I'm going through and gets where I'm at and, like, doesn't look at me when I say, like, something that would to other people sound a little crazy. Like, I had this really weird dream last night and, you know, it doesn't really make any sense.
Excellent.
But,
so let me interrupt for a moment just to finish this out. The card I got for you two times while you were talking is movement, choices, and decisions. So this is where you're up to bat now. You get to choose to play along with your higher insight. That's what you're practicing. That's where you're going to increase your emotion and increase your skill level. It is so good. So good. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome so much. And it is recorded. In fact,